With recalls and special elections, La Crosse County had a record number of elections this year. In each of the legislative races, a Democrat won. Representative Steve Doyle of Onalaska was the first Democrat voted into office. He replaced longtime Republican Representative Mike Hipsch, who became Wisconsin's Secretary of Administration. Then there were the state Senate recalls. Democrat Jennifer Schilling beat incumbent Republican Dan Kopanky. That Senate seat has flipped between Democrats and Republicans over the last few decades. Schilling says this time around, La Crosse area voters weren't happy with collective bargaining changes and the governor's budget.
Something that I had not predicted, but yet I am extremely proud of the work that the citizens of Wisconsin have done this year. They felt that their voices were not being heard, that their elected officials were not listening to them, and they found their voice.
Another Democrat, Jill Billings, filled Schilling's seat after she moved on to the state Senate. That seat has been traditionally blue. Republican Lee Nearison of Westby still holds the 96th district. La Crosse County Republican Party Chair Bill Feehan says the Democratic Party and unions had a strong year, and Republicans could not match voter turnout. Feehan predicts more competitive races next year with strong Republican candidates and a rejuvenated base of volunteers working to support Governor Walker if a recall election occurs. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.